Neil, a big thank you for joining us on a Friday evening and on the eve of another trip down to Hereford. How's this week in training been at the club?
It's been really good. We had a bit of a relaxing session on Tuesday. We looked after a few lads and gave them the night off, and we just brought a couple of them in just for a little bit of treatment. And then we worked on, you know, what we work on, a normal game on for Saturday, which we did last night, just on our shape and a couple of set pieces that we've worked on. So it was a good vibe. We've obviously addressed last Saturday, and we've analysed the data that we're provided with, and you know, we're looking forward to getting on the coach tomorrow to Hereford.
You know, we talk about last Saturday and the Cushcam Malcolm presentation that Mr. Faulkner did as well, and talking about the vests. There is an opportunity to sit down with players now at training. It's not just about you know, footballing skills. It's also about the brain side of things as well, and thinking about positioning and that kind of thing. Is that vital now for FC United going forward, you feel?
I think so. You know, and some people or some clubs may not utilise what we're using at the minute. People may not do it, but I believe that it's a key part of the performance. And, you know, even last night, we sat down with three or four lads and looked at the defensive pairing. We looked at the linemen. We showed them the distances between each other, the movement out of possession, how high we are up the pitch, and so on and so forth. And then you can go for it individually with it. You know, I did with Hallie last night, you know, looking at his distance covered, his touches during the game, his interceptions, his headers won, etc. So, you know, all in all, it's really useful. And then tomorrow, what we can do with it, we can get the data live straight after the game, you know, sit there 3 or 4 hours on the way home and bring lads down to the front and go through the game with them, which we will do.
And obviously as well, I mean, I touched upon Cushcam Malcolm there, and last Saturday you gave an impromptu little speech thing, a part of that Q&A there underneath the SMRE. A great atmosphere at the game as well. I mean, what was your impressions of a Saturday afternoon at Broadhurst Park?
I mean, that's the first time I've experienced that before the game, and you know, I was totally blown away with it. You know, the passion that you could hear from the supporters, the information that they wanted to. That they wanted to hear from the management team. Then I believe, you know, some of my friends came to the game and they listened to the band and they said the atmosphere was incredible. So, you know, real match day, you know, experience for people coming. And then that just electrified just onto the pitch. I mean, that's the loudest I've heard, you know, at FC, and they carried on for the full 90 minutes. People said that FC fans do that, and, you know, no doubt they do. And so far that I've been there, they've been incredible. I think last Saturday it just went up a notch. You know, the noise was fantastic, and I just apologise that we couldn't get the win that we needed. But you know, as the fan base, it's just a big thank you, and we'll look to put it right and search that first home win of the season to, you know, to get everybody happy.
When it comes to the match tomorrow, though, it's back on the road. How have you prepared for this particular match? Because obviously you prepared for Hereford away a couple of weeks ago. The surprise factor isn't necessarily there anymore. And, you know, 3 goals in the space of 5 minutes is one thing. How do you prepare this time so there is a fresh surprise element for FC United?
Yeah, I mean, tomorrow will be difficult. It'll be difficult for a number of reasons. One, obviously, you know, Hereford still haven't won, you know, since they played us, and I think that's 13 games now, so they're going to look to address it. I thought for 20 minutes of the game against us, they gave a good account of themselves, and we sucked that pressure up, and that was part of our game plan, and, you know, we hit them at the other end. I think there'll be, you know, a bit of an uncertainty around the ground tomorrow, because obviously, you know, they want the win. You know, they'll be desperate for a win in the trophy. So we've changed things slightly how we're going to approach tomorrow's game. We've tweaked certain little things which, you know, maybe or may not be apparent. But we certainly won't, we're not going to reflect on the game that's done 2 weeks ago. So tomorrow is a totally different game of football. And one that, you know, one that we will go into, you know, with confidence, but also be mindful of the fact that Hereford will have a game plan to stop our attacking options and stop our game plan.
And obviously, as we go to air with this particular interview, news has come out about Lewis Thompson going back to Blackburn Rovers. I suppose that's credit to FC United as well, because, you know, we've touched upon it. There's under 23 football, and then there's non-league football, and I think players get a lot more benefit out of playing non-league football than academy football, for example. I mean, how are we looking on the left-hand side now?
Firstly, I'm delighted for the kid. You know, I think he's done really well. I had a good conversation with Damian Johnson this week, and he wanted to thank FC United for all the work that they've done for Lewis. He said that, you know, at times they send out, you know, the 23 lads or even pro lads to different clubs, and, and the relationship hasn't been as good as what they would like it to be. With FC, they've just paid us superlatives the way that we've treated him and given him the opportunity. So for me, for him going back there and having an opportunity to establish himself is great. For us, obviously, it's a big blow. You know, it's a big, big blow. But we've got options there. You know, Ryan White can play there. He's quick, he can play there. We've got Cole Lonsdale out at Lancaster at the minute. It may be a position that we look to improve in the next couple of weeks. But the way we play, it suits an attacking style of player. So our fullbacks go high and wide. So it'll suit a Ryan White in there because he can get on the ball and do his stuff in the final third with, you know, knowing he's got the protection of the back two and the two in front of that. So, you know, I'm not too worried about that left-back position. I'm possibly more worried about losing Donoghue further up the pitch because it gives us he's out with a hamstring injury and limits our attacking options and the way we play. It's difficult for the two wide men to go for 90 minutes. So, you know, we lose that option tomorrow. Hence the reason why we're going to tweak things slightly.
And obviously as well, I mean, the away following is, the trips to Blyth, Kidderminster have been amazing. And Hereford a couple of weeks ago were amazing. I'm imagining that it's gone into folklore, the trip down there and the atmosphere. So I reckon there'll be a fair few more there as well on Saturday.
Yeah.
What's your message, Neil, finally, to the away following tomorrow for what they can expect?
You know, I've just complimented the home fans last week, but away at Hereford was, like you say, something else. I could have stayed on that pitch for half an hour after the game. I could have stayed there all night, actually. You know, I was just taken back. And the message is tomorrow, please, much of the same. It was quite ironic, actually, because we were doing the minute silence before the game, and I looked over at the FC fans, and there didn't seem to be as many as what I thought. And then all of a sudden, I could hear in the distance the United song, United, United. And next thing, I blinked, and I looked again, and it was packed. And the noise that they made for United is incredible, and hopefully they'll do it again tomorrow, and it will be our 12th man, and you know, drive us on to victory.